Finally, I should say that the 2052 forecast covers a multitude of additional aspects. This is propaganda from the publisher. You know, we should make you aware of the fact that it's worth reading the book because it talks about the split of the EU in the 2020s. It talks about how urban life will be in 2040s. It talks about the future of military and biodiversity of CSR and the fifth cultural step and the future role of self-programming robots, which is really the interesting end to all of this. What should be done? Four recommendations. And they are very obvious, but they are starting to take on some stronger importance, I think, now. First of all, we're back to the thing that have fewer children is one of the, you know, try to further reduce the growth of the population. And of course, it's especially in the rich world where it's important to get the number of children down. You know, my daughter has a footprint which is at least 10 times as big as an Indian daughter. And so, you know, she is much more dangerous than an Indian. Secondly, reduce the ecological footprint, and particularly the footprint from people like or rich societies like Holland, because it's the footprint of those nations that need to be lowered, because everyone is aiming to be in that situation. And that means basically one thing: stop using fossil fuels. You know, it's as simple as that. Thirdly, construct a modern low-carbon energy system in the poor world, for the poor world, paid for by the rich world. You know, this is the simplest fashion of development aid that we can do. Just start building the windmills and the solar plants and the gas with CCS, etc., etc., plants that is actually going to produce relatively low-carbon energy for the third world. And finally, this is code. Strengthen the global ability to act fast in order to accelerate the effort to improve the living conditions for our grandchildren. In other words, we need to find a solution to the extreme short-termism in capitalism and in democracy in order to get in place a system which handles the long-term challenge